This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay. All right. You know, the big problem I have with my birthday is it gets overshadowed by Father's Day. So now we have Father's Day coming up, and all my steam, all my smoke, am I blowing smoke? I don't know. All the wind is getting sucked out of my whole birthday. Now, the thing that I have to though stress when it comes to Father's Day is, ladies and kids, you really screw up. Okay? You need to really know Dad if you're going to get him a proper gift, okay? And I think we really screw up Father's Day over and over and over again. I screw up Father's Day in my house because it's always usually my birthday weekend. I'm going to be going on vacation for a little bit, and so it's all about me, and my 29th birthday. That's all it is. So here's my husband, you know, who fathered my kids. Well, we think he did. That's still, the jury's not out on that one. And I, you know, and we do nothing for him. So, number one, the big mistake that many of you do is you hold a Father's Day barbecue on Sunday, okay? And you go, oh, this is great. I'll have my dad over. I'll have all my brothers over. Hubby loves to cook on the grill. I'll have him clean out the backyard. I'll have him wash off the lawn furniture. I'll have him clean up the dog poop. I'll have him get some groceries. I'll have him marinate the meat. I'll have him clean the grill. I'll have him help fix my brother's car so he could come over for Father's Day celebration. And you give your husband, okay, or the dad of your kids, all these tasks to do to prepare for an event that he doesn't even want to be at. Don't be doing that. Okay, yes, dads like barbecue, but they like to go to a barbecue. They like to sit. Yeah, maybe they like to mess around with the grill, but they don't like the cleaning. They don't like the prep. Okay, they don't like that stuff. And do you think they like your dad? Do you think they want to be hanging around with the in-laws on Father's Day? No, they want to relax. What a father wants on Father's Day is for everybody to leave him the hell alone. So, and I've said this before, so if you're going to give husband a gift on Father's Day, you, the kids, your mother, your father, everybody get the hell out. Leave. Let them take a break. Okay? Because that's really what they want. They want a nap. They want to be able to go poop without somebody nagging at them to do something. Okay? Who knows? Maybe he just wants to sit there and watch a movie. I don't know. Okay, so this is what I would do. And you gotta be careful because unfortunately you wait the question too many times. So you're like, all right, honey, what do you want to do for Father's Day? And he is so robotically programmed to whatever you want to do, honey. And then you're like, okay, good. Well, we got to do this for my dad. We got to do this. I mean, I hate to say this, but look, you know, Mother's Day, same thing happened. You know, my first Mother's Day, it was all about mother-in-law. And I'm like, but it's my Mother's Day. This is my... So, you know, this is a very, very stressful, like all holidays are, very, very stressful time of year because we have to celebrate it with other people, and that's not really how we want to do. So what my husband promised me is we get to celebrate Mother's Day a couple different ways, okay, because I got to take out my mom, and he's got to take out his mom. We do the moms, but then we do the me. Okay, and I would recommend that. Now, you are going to be very frantically looking for gifts for Father's Day. Now, here's another place where you guys make a mistake. Many of you buy Dad cologne. We've talked about this on the show all the time. How many of you men like cologne? No. Without the wife listening. Do you guys really give a heart and doot what you smell like? Do you really want a perfumey, musky... No, you don't want to spray that stuff on. you want to smell like a guy. You know, guys aren't into that stuff. But what is the number one gift given on Father's Day? Cologne. Same thing with a watch. The second most common gift for a dad on Father's Day, no, not soap on a rope. Yeah, you think dads want soap? Is a watch. Okay, do men really like watches? No. Because what does that watch mean? Well, if you're married, it means, okay, well, I'm going to be home late. And, oh, the wife said 5 minutes. The wife wanted to be back in 15 minutes. But no. Guys don't want to wear a watch. Third most common gift is, guess what? A tie. Okay, how many of you men out there like ties? No. You can't stand it. A man doesn't want anything around his neck. I mean, understandably, he gets married, and thank you guys for that. But still, okay, it is a very uncomfortable, very, very uncomfortable clothing ritual that we do, dressing our men up in ties. Now, mind you, I find it very sexy. I think a guy dressed up in a tie is very sexy. In fact, there's a guy that works at GCN Studio, and his name is Ty. And what many people don't know is it's not that his mom named him Ty. His mom probably named him Marcus or Bob or something. I think he changed his name to Ty because a tie is very sexy for ladies. So he gets all the babes. Now here's Tom going, well, I got a T name. Tom, no, that's not going to work. Okay, you need to do tie, cufflinks, cummerbund, things like that women find sexy. So you got this guy running around with the name of Ty. So if he wants to be sexy, and he has the cologne on, and he's got the watch on, and he's got the tie on, then great. But ladies, he's daddy. Okay, he is the daddy of your kids. How sexy do you want him to other women? You don't. So no more cologne, no more watch, and no more tie. Now, some of you have asked, what about a shirt? And then you do. Well, Dr. Dahlia, because I am such a shopping guru. Yeah, please. Walmart is all I go to. Walmart and Target. What about a shirt? Be careful. Because most of the time, you guys are buying your husband's a shirt where the neck isn't big enough. So they're trying to, and then you go, you need to button up your shirt. You can't walk around with your shirt open like that. See, my husband does it all the time. I yell it all the time. He always is in an unbuttoned shirt. I go, you got it. And I completely forget that he doesn't like the shirt around his neck. He felt like a linebacker. So ladies, get a clue. All right, kids, get a clue. And if you really want to get your dad, you know, something, just give him a day off. That's really what he wants. And a nap. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook on Dr. Dolly Show. Just getting some breaking news here. Looks like Russia's track and field team have been barred from competing in this summer's Rio Olympics. Hold on a second, I gotta tweet that. I am now doing my tweet. You know what? It's part of the job. I guess I'm supposed to tweet. Okay? And it's very difficult to tweet and talk at the same time. So hold on. Russia's track and field team, barred from competing. I'm typing it out. Competing in this. I am not trying to do other work on the job. Listen, it's all the same job. Why aren't I tweeting or Facebooking while on air? You know, many of you guys watch your radio hosts. You sit there, and they'll sit there and eat during the show. Well, I've done that, too. And you have to sit there and watch him. And, it, you know, this isn't Hollywood. where you watch a TV episode of Friends and everybody's just sitting there entertaining. I got things to do while I'm air. Okay, don't worry, I'll tell you about this story real quick. Hold on, I gotta finish my tweet. Russian track and field team barred from competing in this year's Olympics, and I have to spell year right. And there, good. Hold on, I have to hit send on the tweet, and we're good. All right, apparently they say they have a, it's a punishment that might be without precedence in Olympics history for the far-reaching doping conspiracy that has been being very, I guess, thoroughly investigated. The global governing body for track and field, known as the IAAF, made the decision today, ruling that Russia had not done enough to restore global confidence in the integrity of its athletes, according to a person with direct knowledge of the vote. Okay, so my guess is they aren't allowed to tell us who that person is. The International Olympic Committee, the ultimate authority over the Games, is due to discuss the decision on Tuesday. If Olympics officials were to amend the ruling against Russia, it would be unusual, as they have historically deferred to the governing bodies for specific sports. I didn't know. There's this whole world when it comes to the Olympics. I mean, you thought Congress, you know, the House and the Senate and, you know, everything going on in the Washington, you know, in terms of all the hierarchy and the bureaucracy. I mean, the Olympics is I guess, even worse. Now, although in this particular case, I agree with them 1,000%. I just don't understand why they can't figure out what to do with Zika. Anyway, Russian track and field athletes have been suspended from international competition for the last 7 months after the publication of a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency that accused the nation of an elaborate government-run doping program. Oh, Lord have mercy. Russia denied those accusations. The country's track and field authorities did not contest the suspension when given an opportunity in November. Wait, always contested. Okay, man. So, since then, Russian officials have striven to persuade global decision makers that they could be trusted in Olympic competition, volunteering to go beyond standard eligibility requirements. Okay, well then, if that's the case, then why are they, anyway. So, anyway, they say Russia fully supports fighting doping, according to Vitaly Mutko, whom he made in a final appeal, releasing an open letter to the IAAF. They say the overtures were not enough, and I guess nations have been barred because, you know, from the Olympics for a variety of reasons. I guess after both world wars, losing nations were kept out of the next games. South Africa was barred from 1964 to 1988 because of its policies of apartheid. And Yugoslavia was prevented from entering team events in 1992 because of the United Nations penalties over the war in the Balkans. And people get mad. You don't get to go to the Olympics. You're grumpy. All right? And so I guess there was a very interesting scheme that they had. This is very interesting. Let me see if I could pull up what was going on. Okay, let me see if I could pull this up. Apparently there's a graphic where a Russian doctor explains how he helped beat the doping test at the Sochi Olympics. Okay, so there's a secured area. All right, he is, let me see here. I'm looking at this. Okay. So, Gregory Rodchenkov, the anti-doping laboratory director, said that each night a sports official sent him a list of athletes whose samples needed to be swapped. Athletes also sent, this comes from the New York Times, athletes also sent photos of their doping control forms to help identify which urine samples was theirs. Upon receiving a signal, usually after midnight, Dr. Rodchenkov went to room 124. Now, the room was officially storage space, but he and his team had converted it into a laboratory. Room 124 was next to the official sample collection room where the bottles of urine were kept. A colleague in the collection room passed the urine samples through a hole in the wall near the floor. The openings were covered with white plastic caps. The opening on the collection room side was also concealed by a small faux wood cabinet during the day. I am looking right now at this little baby hole in the wall. Urine sample bottles were designed so that they could not be opened without breaking the cap once the bottle had been sealed. When it's time to test a urine sample, the cap is removed by breaking it into two parts with tools or machines sold by Behringer, which is a Swiss company. All right? in room 124, this is so fascinating to me. The doctor, and for those who joined us, we're talking about how a doctor is discussing how the Russians were cheating with their urine samples. So this room 124 was a storage closet next to 125, which was the urine collection sample area, and then anterior to that was this whole secure area. So in room 124, Dr. Rodchenkov received the sealed bottles through the hole. There was a hole in the wall. Handed them to a man who he believed was a Russian intelligence officer. The man took the bottles to a building nearby. Within a few hours, the bottles were returned with the caps loose and unbroken. His team emptied, cleaned the bottles with filter paper, filled them with untainted urine collected from the athletes before the Olympics. Then they would add table salt or water to balance out any inconsistencies in the recorded specifications of the samples. Depending on what an athlete had consumed, I guess two urine samples taken at different times could vary. A third of Russia's 33 medals, they say, were awarded to athletes whose names appeared on a spreadsheet outlining the government's doping plan. So I have said this time and time again, okay? Anybody cheating or anybody who doped at any point in their career, I don't care if it was in high school or college, I don't give a damn, you have no business being in the Olympics. To me, the Olympics, and an Olympian is somebody who has gone above and beyond human skill, okay, and have obviously done it ethically. And they are sports icons. They're heroes. I'm sorry, I had a birthday, so now I have a brain fart. Plus, my reading glasses are falling off my nose. I'm making my nose run. Do your guys' nose run with your reading glasses? When I put my reading glasses on my nose runs. I don't get that. But a figure that people adorn and they want to be role model. And so anybody who's ever cheated at any point in their life, they have absolutely no business being in the Olympics. And so good for them for, catching the cheaters. And if any of our, honestly, it goes with the same with Americans. If any Americans have ever cheated or doped, they do not belong in the Olympics. These are for people that have throughout their life been outstanding athletes. And if you doped, because here's the thing, okay, let's say you doped and you cheated, okay, and you got to a point where you were able to beat others to then get into a national competition. And then all of a sudden, you are now there at the national competition, and you decide, you want to know what? Okay, now I'm going to get my act together. So no more drugs, no more doping, no more cheating. I am going to now do it straight. And then here you are competing when you beat out so many other deserving people that should have been there. So I don't give a damn if at the national level or at an international competition you win on your own volition if you had cheated to get to that point. Same thing with medical school. If you cheated at all and threw out other, prevented other real deserving good people from being there, why are you worthy? And so listen, what I did in high school, there were little cheat sheets. I didn't use them. I just did them to show off to the guys I liked, okay? I mean, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, you take away a spot of somebody so deserving. You have no business being there no matter how much of a leaf you turn. That's just my opinion. Okay, when we come back, Zika cases in the United States, we'll talk about them. There's been some confusion. We've seen the number 3. We've seen the number 6. Apparently, we have had 6 cases of Zika-infected pregnancies, but 3 are dead. So we currently have 3 babies with birth defects. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rebel up! All right, man, we are rebelling up. Oh, UNLV, oh my gosh, I am so excited about the sports. I mean, you know, they have amazing teams. They got soccer and baseball and girls basketball. And I mean, I honestly, UNLV, we are going to be making a lot of noise over the next few years. Got Coach Tony Sanchez and Coach Marvin Menzies, who I got to meet in person and flirt with and cuddle and grope. It was really, really, I didn't grope. Really, really fun. Good guys. We're going to probably have them on the show as we slowly start getting into football season and then basketball season, find out how the team is coalescing and evolving and what they're doing. Coach Menzies was funny. He said, you know, the running Rebels, they're going to be running. You know, yeah, he's not going to be able to take it slow down the court. Running Rebels, they got to run. And it's going to be a very, very hot, energetic, very, very just powerful, powerful season coming up with the UNLV sports. I'm pretty excited. Also pretty excited about the NHL. It's looking closer and closer and closer every day. I mean, I've been hearing it's a done deal. NHL coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Wow. Wow. And then all we need is the NFL. And oh, my gosh. By the way, that Rebel Rebel song was co-created with Jacob Gossel. Jacob Gossel rocks. We are going to rebel up. All right, good stuff. Really quickly, before I talk about Zika, Manny wants to know what I am doing for my husband for Father's Day and for my dad for Father's Day. My father passed. Yeah, my daddy's gone. And I don't know what I did. You know, for his birthday or his Father's Day was I made him an ashtray. He never smoked. I made him an ashtray at school. That's really what I did. So, you know, I think back, what could I have done for my daddy? I yelled at him a lot. I made fun of his accent. You know, his very thick accent. You know, and it comes out when I'm very angry. The accent comes out. And when I talk to the cats, the accent comes out. So I don't know. So I'm probably not going to do much, you know. I'll probably cry and I'll post a picture of him on Facebook. That's what we do. We always post pictures of our dead relatives on Facebook. And, you know, it makes us feel better, and we really think that there's an audience out there. The funny thing is actually there are people that really like to look at pictures of dead relatives. They really do. You see, I don't like to look at people who died. I don't. That's sad. I do like to look at old pictures. So if you have something from the 1920s, oh, I love examining those types of pictures where you see their clothes, you see how their nails were, did they shave their toes, you know, that kind of thing. So I like looking at the antiqueness of pictures, you know. I'll put something up there, you know, with my daddy, because, you know, I love my daddy. For my husband, we're actually going to be going to the Caribbean for a little bit. His father has a timeshare that we're able to use because, you know, we're just too cheap to actually do a trip on our own. And if we could still milk the parents, do so. Come on, okay? So we're going to be going scuba diving. I did get certified in scuba. Yeah, scuba, me, and by the seat of my scuba, let me tell you that, by the seat of my scuba, and I am, apparently I hear the water is like really, I've been to Turks Caicos, if I'm pronouncing that right. It was very, very humid at the time, but it was still lovely, so we're going to, yeah, we're bringing the kids, of course, and we'll celebrate Father's Day there, which basically means I'm going to have him carry all the BCDs and all the gear and all the scuba tanks into the water and then have him carry me out because I don't like putting on my fins. Oh, by the way, I cannot stand fins. I don't know if you guys snorkel or scuba dive, but I cannot stand wearing fins. And, in fact, I prefer not to. And I know you're not supposed to. You're always supposed to wear fins. Personally, I don't think I swim faster with the fins. But even worse is the fin gets caught. Excuse me. If the fin gets caught on something, I get cramps. I get foot cramps very often whenever I wear the fins. See, I don't like things on my feet. I like right now, I'm barefoot. I'm totally barefoot. I know there's a rule in the studio, you're not supposed to be barefoot because you could spread fungus, but I don't have any fungus on my feet. All right? And, you know, Tom has clean feet. And not that it matters because Tom's in Minneapolis right now. But I've never liked shoes. My feet, I don't want anything on my feet. You know, the only time I wear socks is in my workout shoes. I cannot stand anything on my feet. So the fins I can't stand. So I don't know how you guys do it with the fins. So what I'm going to try to do is eat a bunch of bananas. Because bananas have potassium. And potassium could hopefully stop cramps in your feet. I wonder if tonic water would help. You know how we talk about quinine and a little bit of tonic? Not gin and tonic, but just straight tonic. You know, before you go to bed, and that helps cramps. I wonder if I took some tonic water, because here's the problem with eating bananas. I eat two or three bananas before I go into the water to snorkel or scuba dive, what usually happens within 20 minutes? Exactly, I got to take a poop. And so bananas make you poop, and I can't do that. So I'm either stuck with either a foot cramp or the need to poop. And that's just not practical when you scuba dive. So I'll see if drinking some tonic will help. That's kind of interesting stuff. Thank you, guys. You see how much you help me? Yeah, I talk to myself. I know I'm talking to myself. A lot of you guys aren't listening. No, there's no rewind. There is no rewind on your radios in your car. When you listen to podcasts, you can. Yeah, let me get my reading glasses on. Now my nose is going to run. Here we go. So, according to Fox News, there have been 3 babies born in the United States with birth defects caused by Zika. All right. Now, I know many of you are thinking it's a far cry from the thousands in Brazil, but listen, this is the start. We are in June. This is the early start of mosquito season. We haven't even gotten into the meat of it yet. 3 babies with birth defects caused by Zika have been born in the U.S. The reason why you guys are hearing the number 6 is because there were 3 other pregnancies that had birth defects, but these pregnancies have ended. We don't know if they've been ended by abortion, stillborn, we don't know. Okay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been tracking the pregnancies of women with Zika infections since the beginning of the year. So far, 234 pregnant women, residents, and visitors have been diagnosed with Zika. They say some babies have been born with no immediate signs of problems, according to the CDC. Dr. Denise Jameson, the CDC's Dr. Denise Jameson, but she would not say how many. Most of the pregnancies are ongoing. All of the cases are connected to travel at this point. We don't think any mosquitoes have bitten people and given the Zika. They say all the cases are connected to travel to areas with outbreaks of the mosquito-borne virus, primarily Latin America and the Caribbean. No local spread of Zika thus far in the United States. Although they have been, I think they were entertaining the idea that somebody had a sexual transmission of Zika in Hawaii. The health agency provided few details about the women, their pregnancies, and the birth defects, or the severity. 3 cases of pregnancy loss. Still, we don't know if it was a miscarriage, abortion, or stillbirth. So, the 6 cases of birth defects involved some women who had not experienced Zika symptoms. Remember, 4 out of 5 people don't get symptoms. If you do get symptoms of Zika, it's a fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes. You usually get better in about a week. Now, the CDC right now is watching. Okay, this microcephaly, this severe birth defect where the baby's skull is much smaller, and you see that the babies are adorable. Unfortunately, their heads are so small that the brain can't grow. They're also finding calcium deposits in the brain. They find excess fluid in and around the brain. They find abnormal eye development and other problems resulting from damage to the brain that could include clubfoot or inflexible joints. So the CDC's Dr. Jameson said the numbers are concerning but consistent with what is being seen by other countries. Now, researchers estimate that for every 100 pregnancies involving women infected early in their pregnancy, 1% to 15% will develop severe birth defects. But that's the key. If they are infected early on, we're finding infection latent to the pregnancy may not be affecting the baby. We aren't sure yet. They're studying that still. But that was some of the latest news that we got this week. Now, the big problem with that is many of us have no idea we're pregnant until many times going into second trimester. A lot of us have abnormal periods, or we forget, or I don't know how you don't know. I mean, I knew immediately when I was pregnant. I could feel it, you know, because, you know, my son, you know, he was like, da-da-da, like, I'm here, mommy. The little egg was bouncing around. I go, oh, hi, baby egg. And the little egg, I'm like, oh, hi. So I knew my eggs talked to me. In fact, I'm still listening to them. I still got eggs. You know, I know I just had a birthday, and they're still talking to me. They're like, hi, Dr. Dahlia. See, I don't let them call me mommy anymore. I'm Dr. Dahlia to them. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jennifer writes, good morning. Oh, this is Jennifer again. I love you, Jen. Good morning. Can you you need to call in, though, okay? I love that you use emails, but I want to hear your voice. She writes, good morning. Can you talk a little bit about blood types? They told me I am B negative. Thanks for always answering my question. Oh, you are sweet. All right. Man, call in, though. It is a call-in show, Mama. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-TLC-DALI. But yeah, no, really, okay, so you're B negative, I'm B positive, we Bs are cool. We, just really, really quickly, let me review, because I know there's been a lot of talk about blood, and, you know, we're creating National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week, so this is a very, very crucial subject and a passionate subject I have, you know, making sure that we always have blood supplies. But many of you guys, you don't really know what it means, if you're A positive or B negative or whatever. Okay, so very, very interesting. There's a website that I actually like to go to. It has really some cool stuff. And it's called disabled/world.com. And it gives us blood type chart, facts, etc. And this was published in 2012, and I like it. I think they did a good job. So they say basically that a blood type, which is a blood group, you know, people will say, what's your blood type? But many times in the medical realm world, we're like, okay, well, what's your blood group? Okay, so you're grouped. And it's basically a classification of blood based on the little antigens, okay, on the surface of your red blood cells. All right, now these little antigens, usually made of protein, what they do is they characterize that blood cell. The absence of it is also significant, okay? So, you have this blood group system, the ABO system, and then you have the RH system. Your ABO system is your blood type AB, AB, and A, and O, okay? The RH system is the negative or positive, right? And we'll talk about what that is, the rhesus. Like, apparently, they discovered that the blood in rhesus monkeys either had these antigens or not, and that's how they studied the rhesus monkeys, which is why it's the rhesus factor. Okay, so we call it the RH factor, either positive or negative. So, a person's blood is analyzed under a microscope, and they could take a look and see the differences. I guess early in the 20th century, an Austrian scientist named Karl Landsteiner classified blood according to the differences. Landsteiner observed two distinct chemical molecules present on the surface of the red blood cells. He labeled one molecule A and the other molecule B. Now, remember, a red blood cell is what transmits oxygen, right, to the cells. Your red blood cells carry hemoglobin, and this hemoglobin has the oxygen-carrying capacity. So the red blood cell either had an A molecule or a B molecule. So if you had an A molecule, you were blood type A. If you had a B molecule, you were blood type B. If your blood cell, when he looked under the microscope, had both A and B molecules on it, then you were called AB. If your red blood cell had neither, it was called blood type O. All right? And so, you know, I apologize if I've never really... I have gone into this at depth a while back, but because it's kind of a deep topic, I don't usually go into it as often. So, as you see, they looked under the microscope. Now they have easier ways to do it. And if it has an A antigen, it's A. If it has a B, you know, it could be a different shape, these Bs or whatever, but they could tell. And then O means nothing. A means has both. AB has both. So, there are 8 different common blood types. Okay, and I know that some of you guys are going, well, wait a second. Okay, I don't get it. Because there's only 4. You got A, B, A, B, and O. The reason why is the RH factor. Now, this RH factor is a third antigen. So you got the red blood cell. It could either have an A antigen, it could have a B antigen, it could have neither, it could have both. But then you got another antigen called the RH factor. This could either be present, meaning then you're positive, you're B positive, or it could be absent, meaning you're negative. In general, RH negative blood will be given to Rh negative patients, and Rh positive blood, or Rh negative blood could be given to Rh positive patients. The reason why an Rh negative patient will not want blood with that little antigen on it, because your body's going to freak out and have this whole immune system. Okay, so going back, the blood cell type O doesn't have the antigens. So because it doesn't have the antigens, it could be given to anybody. So we could give blood type O, especially O negative, to anybody. Okay? That's how good it is. All right? You don't have an A antigen, you don't have a B antigen, and you don't have an Rh antigen. So blood type O, which is why we keep asking for O negative blood, because we could give it to everybody. Now, as a recipient, you're the luckiest if you have AB positive. If you are AB positive, you could take anybody's blood very easily. You can take an AB, O, RH positive, negative, it doesn't matter if you're AB positive. So we need to make sure there's compatibility. In a blood transfusion, a patient must receive a blood type compatible. If not, what happens is your blood cells start to clump together. You have an immune reaction. You start making clots. It starts to block blood vessels, and then you die. All right? So if two different blood types mix together, they say the blood cells clump together in the blood vessels, fatal. So what we do in an emergency situation is if we have no clue what your blood type is, we'll just give you the O negative. If we do have time to type and cross, that's how we'll know if you're positive or that's how we'll know what you are, and then we know what to give you. Okay, so like I said, we could give O to anybody. If you're AB positive, you could receive anything. If you're B positive, you could receive B positive blood. You could receive B negative blood, right, because it doesn't have the antigen. And you could receive O blood. You just can't receive A or AB blood, okay? If you're B negative, like Jennifer is, she can only receive B negative blood or O negative blood. She can't receive the B positive because she could have a reaction. Now, some of you had asked me about pregnancy. So, you know, what happens if dad is, let's say, B negative? You are O, or let's say A positive. And now you have a baby, okay, and you are A positive, and the baby is B negative. Well, no. It won't happen if you're positive. If you are negative, okay, what happens if you are negative, dad is positive, and dad gives you sperm that makes your baby a positive, and you're negative. So now you've had no transfusion. You're a negative, like Jen, B negative. She's a negative. But now she's got a baby inside her that is a positive. That your body may fight that baby unless we give you something to block it. And so we give you a shot to prevent the immune reaction that can happen if you start to fight having the baby. And so, you know, nowadays we don't have to worry about it. But in the olden days, you had to be careful who you mated with because the baby might not make it. Very interesting. Okay, so Rh factor, like I said, blood tests were done on rhesus monkeys. They found the Rh positive and Rh negative factors isolated, and then they found on red blood cells, more people have the positive, the Rh positive, rarer to have the Rh negative. If you are Rh negative, we've got to be very, very careful. We already talked about that. The rarest blood type is the AB negative. It's present in 1% of Caucasians, and in African Americans, it's even rarer. B negative and O negative are also very, very rare, so that's pretty cool. Eat right for your diet. Type A, they said, according to this diet from Dr. DiAdamo, says vegetarian diets do really, really well. A diet in soy, protein, grain, organic vegetables. Type B, me. We have a tolerant digestive system, so we could eat low-fat dairy and meat and produce, but we need to avoid wheat, corn, and lentils. Fine by me, I can't stand lentils. If you're type O, he suggests that you could do lean meats, poultry, fish, but restrict your grains, breads, and legumes. They also say type O's can enjoy vigorous exercise. And if you're type AB, they say you have a sensitive digestive tract and you need to avoid chicken, beef, and pork, but you could have seafood, tofu, dairy, and most produce. By the way, they say type A's are calm and trustworthy. Type B's are creative and excitable. They say type AB's are thoughtful and emotional. And type O's are confident leaders. Well, of course, because they're universal donors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.